a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
We come today.
The Unrivaled Players Club with Scott Mitchell, Alex Carey, and Utah's Devin Kaufusi.
All right, sports fans, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled Players Club brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. We have none other than Devin Kaufusi from the University of Utah with us tonight. Final segment. We are out here at the Crossy Ranch, of course, Tour de Fans. It's Wednesday night. And it's a beautiful country evening here, not too far from the airport and not too far from, well, a Maverick grocery store. Because you always got to have that when you're out in the country.
Yeah. No, we're 10 minutes from our office. Devin could have just walked over.
And you
over
feel like you're, you know, you're miles away. I mean, you almost feel like you're in Tooele.
Yes.
So I'm curious. I wanted to ask you this question, Devin.
Okay.
About the overtime format, and not the procedure of what happened in the game and the result, but the actual format. How did you feel about it? Was it a good format? Did you like it?
Did you have to get refreshed on what it was too?
Like
the rest of us?
I did, because I feel like there's always some type of change, and then you don't know if it's was that an NFL change it did in the overtime, or is this a college football change it did? And so being able to stay refreshed, and it's like, wait.
I honestly was like, I usually know everything that's going on the changes, but in my mind it was that they were going to have to start going for two. Not that that third overtime, everything was two-point conversions after that. I thought, you know, I don't know. To me, sometimes I'm like, are we playing real football here? This feels like a little bit wild. But at the same time, there's kind of an excitement factor to it too. Although it didn't go in your favor, obviously, there's that part where you go, man, this is kind of a fun format because it's kind of a shock and awe situation. You better dial up a weird play. They kind of did a trick play.
Yeah, they did.
And then there's the
Philly special.
You call it the Rocky special with Rocky. You call it the Brady special with Brady Hoke. No, I don't know what the – the overtime was interesting because it was – it's a fun format, and yet at the same time I was like, I don't know if the best team is always winning in this format, but, you know, it is what it is. Devin, how do you get pumped up for games? Do you listen to, like, are you like all the kids these days? You throw your Beats headphones on and you're listening to the M&Ms. What's on your playlist? Is it Motab? I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the Devin Kaufusi playlist.
Motab.
He's a rapper. He's a rapper. Too. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, you know, I still got the corded Apple headphones. You know, those are nice and affordable.
Look at you. Yeah.
And so
that's nice.
I still rock those. And so, when it comes to, it's a long time. I mean, it feels like a long day when it's game day. From waking up, and then you have some more meetings, and you got some more walkthroughs and stuff, and you're eating and you're hanging around.
Well, those 8 p.m. kickoffs aren't helping either.
Yeah,
right?
Especially if it's a late game.
And do you like the 12:30 start that you're going to have this week?
Yeah, I'm excited for it. You know, it should be a perfect time. You know, weather should be nice and everything. And like I said, can't wait to get back home in front of our fans. So, but yeah, when it comes to – it's something I definitely have to learn and kind of, you know, get better at as I've gone through my football years. You know, when it's your first year – you're just kind of excited and your adrenaline's going like as soon as you wake up, and then you get to game time and you're kind of already spent. And so it's definitely a mindful I guess, skill that you, or not skill, but, you know, something you got to be mindful of when it comes to game day, just being able to, you know, find the right time to really flip the switch. So for me, I keep a, you know, cool, calm, collective. Everyone shoots for that. You know, so my music I'm listening to on my little cord of headphones is something a little bit more mellow. I love movie soundtracks. And so I look at that. I listen to some, you know, I love Hans Zimmer. I listen to some of his stuff
Man. Or, of course.
You know, so some of the classical kind of, you know, some mellow stuff.
Well, let me throw some out then for you. You ready for this?
You got to get into
James Horner.
James Horner.
That's your Dance of the Wolves, Field of Dreams.
Yep.
That's your come on. Scott, what is that? Come on. It's a man who appreciates music over here.
Yeah.
I liked all these movies, but I know, but that
you know, it's funny you bring it up, Devin, because managing your emotion is such a pivotal part of all of this, and you know, I learned how to do it. I remember Michael Strahan talking. He says, "Well, you know, I was a young player." He said, "I hated the world. And I hated the other, you know, I hated the quarterback. I hated everybody." And he says, "I just got tired of hating, you know." Uh-huh. And he said, "So I learned how to, I could sit here and have a nice conversation on the sideline. And then I could go in a game and I could turn on the juice and off you go." And I, something about how you, whether it's music or whatever, because I actually used to read books in the locker room. And they were.
You snored at me?
I'm just having fun with you guys. Come on, relax. But I'm just saying it's a real thing because I had to kind of go that route where, you know, I got into things that were different than, you know, that weren't.
I definitely
rile you up.
Yes,
kind of stuff.
I definitely did the thing. I think at first where I was like listening to, I got to listen to Tool, Metallica. I got to like really get pumped up. And then I think at some point I was like, no, I'm gonna be the calm guy that goes out. And, like, when guys get all in front of you and they start doing the breathing hard thing and spitting and whatever, and I'm just, like, calmly, you know, outworking these guys, then it's just more frustrating for them. So that's what I've noticed a lot of people taking – Scott, there's, like, some people taking some engagement pictures and stuff out here. Is there a special lady in Devin Cafusi's life who we need to take some engagement pictures with out here at the Cross E Ranch?
You know what? I'm working on it. I'm not in a relationship. You know, in season
pace
is
yourself.
Tough.
Listen yeah, to good yourself. Music. Don't get too excited too early.
Yeah, you know, I've had my relationships. And I've learned a lot and been in some situationships, so to say.
Situationships. That's the best.
It's a real word.
I love
it's
it.
It's a real word.
I learned it tonight. I didn't know what was going on. I love this.
Word. Yeah, no, it's something I learned too, and.
Can you do that during football season? I feel like you have to just totally put that off the back burner.
So I put it off. You know, I try to, I guess, you know, plant seeds for later in a sense. Try to, you know.
I'm not around this weekend because I'm going to be down playing a game down in California.
Exactly. So, yeah.
But
so
I'll be back.
So, I put it off and keep the focus and stuff. And, you know, there's a time and a place, and that's just one of the things you learn about, especially with football, because it takes a lot of time of your life and a lot of energy. So, you know, off-season time, you know, that's kind of – the time, you know, a lot of guys, you know, have more time to go do things other than football. So, yeah, but as for me, football, school, football, you know, treatment, staying fresh, you know. I
love how treatment was one of the things on the list. Like, what do you enjoy?
It's a thing.
I love treatment on the beach. I love long treatment on the beach.
Yeah, exactly. I love going to their
what are your hobbies?
Stretched. Yeah. I go home and I roll out again. I turn on a movie, and you know, I just keep it really low impact, low energy and stuff because you got
to
come back
what
each
you're
weekend.
Doing this weekend. Like to do some treatment together.
All right, ladies. Yeah. Now you know what the score is.
What I want to know is from
you like a tall. You look, listen. You like tall, dark, and handsome, and works out, and does prioritizes treatment. His treatment. Uh-huh. Boom.
Takes care of his body. You know. Yeah.
Yes. Right,
yeah.
Yes.
And he's situationship.
Situationship. Yeah, exactly. a seasonal ship, you know.
Yes.
Couples Halloween ship. Costume coming. I got to find out if I got to go for that or if I got to go with the guys. We got to get a group costume. And so.
Yeah, you got to head on up to what do they do up at Utah State? The Howl. You got to head on up to the Howl.
never been because it's football season. Like I said, I missed out on those social events.
I'll just tell you right now, when I was at BYU, we took the 2-hour trip up to Logan.
Oh, people do.
You're not missing. You're not missing anything. You are not missing anything. It's a little bit too wild.
Is there anything from like Hollow Earth? Any new
any new theories?
So, yeah, I was talking
floating around out there.
So
I that's all I've thought about this whole week.
Yeah, no, I was talking. So you know, I don't want to disclose names, but you know, I was talking to my fellow conspiracy. So Britt loves to hear them. It's me and Cole Fotheringham. We come to the table and we talk about it as if it's true and believe it.
Right,
and Britt gets a rise out of it. So Britt loves it, and so we entertain him. Not really crazy conspiracies coming
up.
So we'll see. You know, Halloween time, I feel like something always sparks up a little different. So
Scott will send you some of the stuff that'll get you going. So,
love it.
He's starting to investigate. All right, Devin, next week. 2-3 now. We're gonna be or 2-2 now next week. We're gonna talk to you next week with a W under your belt. And listen, as a guy who grew up in Washington State, there are teams I don't like and there are teams I hate. And Wazoo's one of those teams I hate. So this is where I want you to win one for you guys, but also keep in the back of your mind, Alex really does not like Wazoo. So let's get the dub this weekend. We're looking forward to it. Stay healthy, brother. We're glad to talk to you again.
Will do.
Weekend,
thank you. Great. Always a pleasure.
All right. We'll come back next week. More Players Club next week. Devin Cafusi is going to join us. We'll be back again. We've got our second hour of the full program, though, here at the Cross Heat Ranch. And we've got a lot to talk about. Spence Linton from KSL5 Television, BYU TV, is going to join us. Is BYU really the 15th ranked team in the country? Well, they are on paper. Do they deserve it, though? Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.